Y'all welcome our OCC wonderful volunteer director, Luana Gardner.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. I just want to start with the fact that I got to go to Granada in February, the end of February, and distribute shoeboxes and meet a whole bunch of little kids that just loved what they got, everything that they got. But the most thing that touched my heart the most was they held their little books that they got first that explained what the Christ was going to do for them and how he was going to protect them and grow them and help them grow their family and tell their moms and dads. And they were so excited about telling their aunts and uncles and cousins. And the biggest question I got was a little boy kept asking me this question. He had to say it four times because they talk really fast and have an accent, and I'm really not very good at picking those up sometimes. And I said, "Can you slow it down just a little bit?" And he says, "Do you have a Lamborghini?" So they kind of think, I think they think that everybody in America has a Lamborghini, and I had to tell him, no, I did not have a Lamborghini. But they were very excited about everything that was in the shoeboxes, and I just want to let y'all know that my heart's troubled right now because I've met those little kids, and Granada got hit really, really hard. So if y'all would pray for them and keep them in your hearts. Samaritan's Purse has already sent two major airplanes out there to help with that area. But let me introduce, while I'm here, we have some team members from the East Williamson County team. We have Susan Malone, who is our prayer coordinator. Where's Susan? We have Carrie Loach, who is the drop-off leader for Round Rock. We have Tyrus Gross, who is our church relations team member. And we have Susan Gross, who is our prayer team leader. And we also have Darla, who is our regional director, area coordinator. And she keeps all of us in line. So... we have team members, and these team members work throughout the year getting other team members to pray for and to work with the churches. And come on. Yes, there's one more, and I don't have her name on my list. So Charity is, what are you doing, Charity?
I'm a regional manager.
She's a regional manager from Samaritan's Purse. So she's a little bit kind of like over all of us, but... she helps it with everything to get all the speakers coordinated and stuff like that. So this is your team for this area in East Williamson County. But they go out and they try to find churches, and they keep the churches going, and they pray for the churches, and they help the churches keep their numbers up and their enthusiasm up. And they kind of help me do what I do when I start getting to the point where I think I've run out of ideas. So thank y'all for coming, and thank y'all for being here. And I would like to introduce Darla. You're going to introduce our guest, or is Charity going to? Okay.
Can I say something about you too? Can I say something real quick? Guys, I just want you to thank you all, first of all, for being so hospitable and coming out this Wednesday night and letting us share this Operation Christmas Child story. It does not happen. This ministry does not happen with you in these seats packing shoeboxes, and it does not happen without these precious people on this stage that have said yes to volunteering year-round. So many people think that this is a Christmas ministry, that we collect these boxes around November and December, and then we distribute them before Christmas to kids, and that is not true. It literally takes all year long. We've got this team that works from January to December, packing shoeboxes, working with churches, getting shoeboxes, letting everybody know, letting other churches and other people know about this ministry. And then it takes logistically all year long to get these shoeboxes from the United States over across to over 100 different countries. So it's the hands and feet of Christ, guys. Every one of you has a gift. Every one of you plays a process and a part in the journey of a shoebox. And if you're interested in doing this year round with the team, I want to tell you, am I right? you're going to be blessed 100 times over more than the work that it takes to do. You're going to receive blessings in return. We serve a great big God, and there's room for everybody at this table. So I want you to know this is the best table. I think we have the best job. Do you agree? In the world with these shoeboxes to see children come to know Jesus Christ. So thank you, LaWanna, for the work you do, guys. It's a hard, hard work. So thank you all so much. All right. Now I want to introduce Mark and Sherry Brumbelow. This is Pastor Mark and Sherry Brumbelow. Y'all come on up. Guys, you just are about to be in for a real treat, and they're going to share an incredible story that is only possible by the hand of God. But what I want to say, I get to be their host. We're in Austin this entire week sharing their story with many churches, and I'm getting a front row seat to watch God at work. They live in Brazoria County, Wild Peach, Texas, which is down by the coast. They have experienced a hurricane, Harvey, firsthand that took out their house. I think that's part of your story. But Sunday night, you guys heard of a little hurricane called Beryl. It's just spelled funny. Their entire community has thousands of trees down, and most of their congregation has no electricity. They came to Austin from chainsawing down trees all day long on Monday without electricity, without a shower, couldn't wait to get to the hotel here to take a shower. But their heart is at home. Rather than being at home, they've been on the phone taking care of their congregation from the back seat of the car while I'm driving. Yet they're answering the call because God called them here to tell their story to you all. So I have no doubt he's got big plans for this story for you to hear. So Pastor Mark and Sherry, I can't wait for you to tell the story.
Well, thank y'all. Boy, we're so privileged to be here tonight, and just what a joy it is. And I am the pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Wild Peach, and about an hour south of Houston. But now, as best we can, we'd like to just spend a little bit of time bragging about the miracle-working God that we serve. This story's not about us. It's not about Grace Baptist Church, but it's about him and what he's let us experience. And you know, we'd like to tell you a story tonight that started in 2013 when our church was a church of 23 people. None had anything that this world would consider wealth much. But you know, one of my favorite passages in all of God's Word is 2 Chronicles 16:9, where it says, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of a people whose heart is perfect toward him." And what we'd like to do is spend a little bit of time tonight just telling you about how he's shown himself strong on our behalf when we leaned our hearts toward him in this ministry of Operation Christmas Child.
So I want to back up just a bit and give you a little bit of history. We started packing shoeboxes about 20 years ago. And what we used to do as individual families, we would pack shoeboxes and we would bring them to the church. Well, we would pack 7 or 10 or 20 shoeboxes in a season. Well, in 2013, we packed 43 shoeboxes with our little group of 23 people, and we were so excited. We all brought them in and made a nice little pyramid there in front of the pulpit, and we gathered around and prayed and asked God to bless what we had done, and we were so excited about it. Let's see. Do we have the pictures? Okay. But anyway, also in 2013, we had the amazing privilege of going to the processing center in Dallas, Texas, and that was a life-changing experience for us. First of all, we walked into this warehouse with thousands of shoeboxes, and we realized the magnitude of this ministry. It wasn't just a few people in a little country church packing shoeboxes. But more importantly than that, as we began to hear stories and testimonies of how every single shoebox was a gospel opportunity, how at distributions, boys and girls were invited to accept Jesus as their Savior. By the time we spent 3 days in that warehouse packing and processing those shoeboxes, we knew we had to do more.
You know, God had stirred our hearts, and we knew that we had to do more. And on the way home, Sherry blindsided me. She said, "You know, I believe that God would have our church pack 500 shoeboxes next year." Well, boy, I was proud of the 43 that we had just packed. And people, I'm still proud of them 43 because they went to 43 children that Jesus died to save. Amen. But now, I thought about it for a while, and I said, you know, I believe that we could pack 500 boxes, but I believe that it would probably hurt the other mission causes that we support. Because after all, in a church our size, there's just so much money to go around. And I said, but let's pray about it. Boy, what a novel thing for a pastor to pray about something. And we did start praying about it. And Brother Kevin, Brother Daniel, are you still here tonight? I don't know. He might have gone somewhere else. But I don't know if this ever happens here. But sometimes I'll preach my heart out And I don't know if the people got a thing out of it, but God will speak to me. And shortly after that, I was preaching out of 2 Kings chapter 4, where the widow went to Elisha the prophet and said, the creditors are come to take my children as slaves. There's nothing that I can do. And God's preacher said, what do you have in your house? And she said, nothing but just a little pot of oil. And he said, you go borrow empty containers from all your neighbors and borrow a bunch of them. And she did. Well, she came back. And y'all know the wonderful story about how God's preacher said, you go in the house with your kids. Start pouring oil into the containers. Sell it. Pay your bills and live off the rest. Well, people, about then, God really got to speak into my heart. You see, in that passage of Scripture, it was the widow's job to get empty containers. Oh, but people, let me tell you, it was God's job to fill them containers. And God started speaking just as plain that night to me. Can you get 500 empty shoeboxes? God, we can and we will. We're on it, Lord. And he said, you get them and you see what I do from there.
Now, I wish y'all could have been there when Mark stood before that tiny little group of people to announce that God was calling us to pack 500 shoeboxes. If you can kind of picture that deer in the headlights look from the entire congregation. Yeah. But what's so precious is they love their pastor and they trust him. And if he said that God said, they said, we'll try. And that's exactly what happened. People began shopping. People began giving. And we could tell you stories all night, but by the end of the season, the Grace Baptist Church folks had packed 532 shoebox gifts. Yeah. It's all to God's glory. Yeah. Well, a commitment that our church made way back when we very first started is that no shoebox would ever leave our church without the suggested donation. And so Mark reminded us throughout the year, pray, ask God what he would have you give toward that. Sometimes we call it shipping, but that suggested donation. And just be obedient to what God's given you to do. And so he reminded us of that throughout the year. Well, when we're finished packing shoeboxes at our church, we have what we call our Celebration Sunday. Mark's able to tell how many shoeboxes were packed. That's the 532. And also, he was able to announce to our folks that all of the suggested donation had come in. But he did something after that that I believe transformed our congregation. He said, if you've been praying this year and asking God, what would you have me give? And he's given you a number and you've not yet given. He said, now's your chance to come clean with God. And so we passed the offering plates back through that congregation. When they came to the front, there was $400. That's huge for our folks. And we were so thrilled because we've made the commitment also that anything that comes in a season goes out that season. We don't save anything over for the next year. So we were thrilled to be able to give extra to this ministry that we love. But more importantly than that, we realized that our folks had stepped out of the realm of reason into the realm of obedience. Mark had already made the announcement the need was met, but they realized it was more important to obey what God had told them to do. What a pivotal time. I give it up. I can't say that word. A wonderful time.
Thank you. Yeah, pivotal. That's what you said. Yeah. You know, do y'all remember me mentioning my apprehension about how it would hurt the other mission causes? Oh, God showed me a little bit about how big he is that year and every other mission cause that our church has. more than doubled what it had ever been before. Oh, God was saying loud and clear that I love these other ministries too. And I'm not going to let them suffer when you follow me in this ministry. I love them all. And I'm going to bless them all. Our church is a Southern Baptist church. And that year, our Lottie Moon offering went through the roof. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you. And in the years since, it's not doubled each year. But let me tell you, it's never one time suffered. It's always flourished in the years past since then. But boy, it's 2015 coming on. God, what do you want us to do? How many shoeboxes do you want us to pack? And you know, things fundamentally change. Mm-hmm. When we started asking Him, what do you want us to do as a church in this ministry? Oh, things changed then. Mm-hmm. 2015, He said, I want you to pack 2,000 this year. Okay, now, I announced that to our people. And they didn't look at me this year like I'd lost my mind. They had seen the blessings and provisions of God in the year before. Our people were changed. Our people's pastor was changed through what we'd seen and experienced. And their response was, it's a big goal, so we need to get started now in January. And we did. And you know, anytime you start following God, you're going to run into problems. And that year, storage became a huge issue. And God, out of the open window of heaven, provided a 40-foot shipping container. We insulated it, air-conditioned it to where crayons wouldn't melt in the boxes, and painted it shoebox green. People, it didn't beautify our property, but on a clear day, you might could see it from here. I'm not sure. But now, oh, it met a need, though. And it's been used to the glory of God. But now God was teaching us so many things that year. He was teaching us how to stretch a dollar. He is teaching us how to get these back-to-school sales that are going on right now. He was teaching us how to start buying in bulk, how to get these after-holiday sales. And that year, by His grace and by His provision, He allowed us to pack 2,172 boxes. And the day before we needed it, He, out of His hand, provided all of the shipping costs plus more. All glory to Him, people. It's all about Him. But I kind of believe, looking back on things, that perhaps the biggest thing that He was teaching our people that year is that Jesus still means what He said in Luke 6:38, where He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. Boy, He's been good to us.
Amen, He has. Well, as I hope you've kind of seen, we went from thinking, what can I afford to do, to asking God, what do you want us to do? And in that, when you are doing things that you know are beyond your own ability, it's a good idea to get confirmation as you pray and ask the Lord what to do. Well, in 2016, God gave us the goal to pack 5,000 shoebox gifts. And man, we were really praying, Lord, what are we hearing right from you? And you know, I don't know about any of y'all, but sometimes I'll get excited about a project and I'll find myself way out there ahead of God. And that is not good. That's just as bad as being behind. You want to be right in the center of God's will, because that's where the provisions are. That's where the blessings are. So as we pray, we always ask the Lord, are we hearing right from you? Well, in 2016, when He gave us that number to pack 5,000 shoeboxes, He did the sweetest thing to confirm that number for us. Mark stood before our congregation that had grown. We were about 30 members by now. And He announced that God wanted us to pack 5,000 shoeboxes. After that announcement, about four of our members came up and said, Pastor, I want you to know that I've been praying, and that's exactly the number that God laid on my heart. And y'all, there is nothing more precious than to grow in the Lord, except to be growing in the Lord with your congregation. So we praise Him for that. And another thing to keep in mind when you're doing things that are, you know, are beyond yourself, is to always be looking and listening for God to direct your path, because we don't have the plan. We need His plan. And He did continue to guide us, and He did something. He sent somebody very unique to our congregation that year. I'm going to let Mark tell y'all about it.
Y'all, God sent, there's a crazy old man that started visiting our church. And this man, he was crazy. He had troubles. He had lived a hard life as an alcoholic. And he'd come in the church house and he'd tell stories that you really wish he hadn't have told. He'd use words that you never heard used in the church house before, and he was loud about it. Now, he was talking to me one day about how him and one of his buddies used to go to a wholesale warehouse in Houston and buy toys real cheap and go resell them and make money. He said, that's what y'all need to do with these shoeboxes. And I listened close as he told us where it was. And it's no longer there, but it had been 40 years ago. Oh, but God planted a seed. There's a city the size of Houston. There's wholesale warehouses that supply these dollar stores. We just need to find them. Right. And we researched it, and boy, we found a whole district full of them. But you know, God used that old man to revolutionize what we do. And there's a spiritual lesson in that, people. If we're going to be very good imitators of Jesus, we better be loving and listening to the crazy old men of this world. Oh, we better be reaching people where they're at. Don't you poke your husband there. We better be loving the unlovely. And we never know along the way when God's going to teach us something marvelous. And today, if you'd asked me who's had the biggest impact on Operation Christmas Child in your church, oh, it wouldn't be the pastor, it wouldn't be the project leader, but it'd be that crazy old man that God sent along. All glory to God.
Yes, amen. Well, God blessed and led, and we packed 5,321 shoeboxes that year. By His grace and provision, we had all of the suggested donation and even more. And all of this is just to God's glory, to praise Him, bring honor to Him in this ministry we get to serve in.
You know, the following year, 2017, Lord, what do you want us to do? And He said, I want you to pack 6,975 this year. Okay, well now, the size of the number didn't trouble me a bit. But the unevenness of it did. I've got issues, people. I'm one of these strange people that I'll eat all the green beans on my plate and I'll rotate the plate a little bit and eat all the mashed taters. Some of y'all have them issues too, don't you? But now I like even numbers. But the significance of that number would be that when we reached it, we would have packed 15,000 shoeboxes in the past 4 years. And y'all, we did something that year that since has become a tradition for us. We had our first packing party of the year on December 31st. Folks, we have popped firecrackers. We've played dominoes. We've watched movies to see an old year out and a new year in. But that year that we decided that there's nothing we'd rather do than try to reach some more children for Jesus before it was eternally too late. And boy, we enjoy and look forward to that. But we were well on our way to reaching and passing the goal that God had given us when on August 25th of that year, well, Hurricane Harvey just slammed the Texas coast. Oh, it was devastation. In our church, it was probably up to 35 people or so then. Well, there were 7 households that were damaged or destroyed, with our house being one of them. There was 15 homeless people living in the church house. There's no telling how many dogs were up there right then. But it was crazy times. We were trying to put our lives back together. And we had a packing party planned for September. God, what do you want us to do? And He said, you have that packing party. Don't you let the devil get victory. And we did, and people, I wish you could have been there. There was joy that you could feel in there on a day that we desperately needed some joy. And you know, there's a spiritual truth that when we get to looking toward the needs of others, somehow our needs seem to shrink. And it was a joyous day. And I know that God's got a special plan for every box that we pack. Yes. But we felt like there's something different about these boxes. Tell them a little bit about it, Sherry.
So Samaritan's Purse heard that we were packing shoeboxes while many of us were still living in the building. So they reached out to us and they told us about a distribution that was being planned for boys and girls from the island of Barbuda that had just been wiped away by Hurricane Irma. So what they wanted was shoebox gifts packed by hurricane victims to distribute to hurricane victims. Yeah. So y'all can imagine, we were elated. We told them, yes, come get all you want. They said, well, there's just one thing. We want you and Mark to go and hand out the boxes. Yeah. So these pictures are Mark and I we were on the island of Antigua, handing the boxes to these boys and girls that our precious people had packed. It was such a wonderful experience. Many, many stories and testimonies came out of that time. But I think one of the most significant things is I was praying one time and just reflecting on this trip and asking God, why did you give us such an amazing privilege? And the Lord clearly spoke to my heart, and he said, because I want you to go share with people what you saw, what you heard. And so many, many of you, maybe all of you, have something to do with Operation Christmas Child. Please know that whatever you do to support this ministry is sharing the gospel. It's bringing boys and girls into salvation. We got to hear the amazing, amazing program that Samaritan's Purse has put together to share the gospel with these boys and girls. We got to hear of boys and girls receiving Christ. So not only were we there to offer joy for the moment with the fine boxes, but we got to hear them being offered joy for eternity through salvation in Jesus. So praise God for everything you do. These team members that we met earlier, each of you that work in your churches and support, or maybe you give, God bless you. And please keep up the good work, because there's so many boys and girls out there that need to hear that Jesus loves them.
Oh, people, this isn't just passing out toys. This is getting the gospel message to children. Now, that year, God allowed us to pack 8,044 boxes. He let me have an even number. And that year, when our world had been turned upside down, out of his hand, he allowed us to pay $13,000 more than what our shipping cost was. He was showing us that heaven's economy was rock solid when ours had crumbled. Amen. He was showing us that he's bigger than any storm this world will ever throw at us. The next year, he said, I want you to pack 10,000 this year. Well, now, you know, there's a wonderful freedom in working with impossible numbers, because the only number that really matters then is what's the number that God's given. Because you see, without him, we cannot succeed. But with him, people, oh, with him, we can't fail. If he's for us, who can be against us? And you know, that year, there's so much that we could tell you about how he provided. But let me tell you about these seven flooded households, can I? You know, Malachi chapter 3, God says, if you'll honor me with your money, I'm paraphrasing a little bit here. He says, you just see if I won't. Open the window of heaven and pour out blessings so there's not room to receive it, and I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. People, he's done it just as plain as I've ever seen in my life, to the point where every flooded household today is better off than they were before. He's been good to us. When me and Sherry go home here in a few days, we'll be going home to a wonderful, comfortable home provided quite literally out of the open window of heaven through Samaritan's Purse Disaster Relief. Oh, if God never blessed us again, we'd have to keep praising him to the grave. But now, can I just add a little P.S. to that? And say that Sunday night, about 2:30 in the morning, oh, it was shaking, and it was bumpy, and it was loud, and it was kind of scary. And then that storm passed right over that house. Things got quiet for a minute. The rain stopped. and then here it came again. But when the morning came, that house was standing strong. I mean, God has been so good to us, even this very week. And we praise Him for it.
Amen. Yes, we do. And y'all, we love sharing these stories year by year, what God has done. And He's continued every year to increase our shoebox goals and to be able to allow us to meet those goals, have the suggested donation year after year. But we want to shift gears a little bit. And one thing I want y'all to know is we know God doesn't want carbon copy churches. Right. We don't want any of y'all to come tonight and take notes to try to do everything just like we do, except the only message we really have to leave with y'all tonight is to pray, ask God what He would have you do as individuals, as families, as churches, and then step out in fearless obedience. Because when you're doing what God's called you to do, there may be opposition. There's going to be problems. But if you'll press on, focused on what God's called you to do, He'll take care of all of those other things, and He'll bless, and He'll provide. So that's what we want to leave you with tonight. Pray, ask God what He would have you do, and step out in fearless obedience. And so kind of shifting gears a little bit from year-to-year stories, I want to tell you a little story. Mark, I think you should tell them about checking the mail for the church one day.
You know, when collection week's coming near, it's always a mystery to me what God's going to do to provide this suggested donation. People ask us sometime, well, what do you do? What's your fundraising program? Well, I tell our people, to every man, woman, and child, pray and say, what do you want me to give for this cause? And then do whatever He tells you. And when you've done what He's told you, I'll tell them to then pray according to Jeremiah 33:3, that He'll do what we can't do. Oh, people, do you know what it says? It's God saying, you check me on this. It's God saying, if you need anything, you holler at me. Is that what He's saying? And He says, I'll show you something bigger than you can wrap your head around. That's what He's saying. He says, call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Now, but I don't know how He's going to do it from year to year, but I checked the church mail right about collection week, and there were two pieces of mail, hand-addressed in the mail. One of them, a real nice card from a little lady in Hawaii that we've never met. And she wrote in the card that she had heard about what we were doing and wanted to be a part of the shipping cost. And enclosed, there was a check for $20. Oh, I held that check up, and I praised the God of heaven for His provision and His blessings. Amen. And then I opened the other one, and it was from a man in Georgia that we've never met. Oh, but heaven knows who he is. And it was folded, there was a sheet of paper that said, OCC Shipping, Grace Baptist. And it was folded around the check for $10,000. And I held them two checks up. And people, I had a worship service in the post office parking lot. And I praised God for both of them. And then my mind got to wondering. I thought, which one of these is the biggest? Y'all, we're not qualified to touch that. Right. Oh, it could be that the $20 check was the bigger one of the two. We don't know. But the point is that it was two people obeying God. But I'll tell you, as we follow God, if it's His goal that He's given us, if we're chasing His goal, what we're going to find out is that God will always pay for what He orders.
Amen.
And boy, He's faithful. Praise God for it.
And this is a picture of, it's kind of an older picture of our congregation, but we just ask if y'all think about us to pray for us as we press on in this ministry, asking the Lord what He'd have us to do. This year, God has given us the goal. Now, we've almost reached mega church status with almost 60 members.
Yeah.
But God's called us to pack 15,000 shoeboxes this year. And we've got 8,960 shoeboxes packed and ready to go. We'll have our next packing party on July 27th, and we're going to press on with his help to the goal that he's given us for this year.
You know, what a privilege it is to serve the Lord in this ministry. But now, in closing, well, they tell me that when Queen Mary was getting on up in years, oh, it was a different day then. Things were different then. And they said that she used to love to go to a castle and spend the summers in the north of England. And that one of her favorite things to do was to go on long walks across the countryside, dressed in plain clothes, or even dressed in the clothes of a bum. And one day, they say that as she was a long ways away, dressed like a bum, that it started to rain. And that she went and knocked on the door of a little farmhouse and asked the lady of the house if she could please borrow an umbrella. The lady of the house, seeing this bum at the door, went and got an old cast-off umbrella that had broken ribs and holes in it, and that day unknowingly loaned it to the Queen of England. And they said that the next day, the royal courier came, returning the umbrella with a letter of thanks from the Queen. And they said that as the courier was walking away, that lady, with her head hung down, kept muttering over and over again, "Had I known it was the Queen, I would have given my best. Oh, if I would have known it was the Queen, I would have given my best." Well, people, as you set out packing shoeboxes this year, don't you forget that you're doing it for the King of Kings, for the Lord of Lords. Let's give Him the best that we've got. Let's do all that we can. You know, I believe more than ever before that we're living in the last days. I believe that we are the generation that's going to see the Lord come back. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. And if I have to detour through the cemetery, well, I've been riding watching for Him. So, you see, I'm right either way. I like that. But now, people, I believe that time's growing short. Oh, this book here says to work because the night's coming when no man can work. I believe with all my heart that it's getting dusky dark right now toward that night when no man can work. I believe that there's an urgency like never before. I believe that this is the greatest child evangelism opportunity that this world has ever known. I believe it's something very sacred and holy that God's doing to drag the net one more time through this world before it's eternally too late. Oh, all the joy is waiting for us in heaven. Won't it be wonderful? Oh, we'll sit down and visit for 1,000 years beside a river that never floods. Won't be any storms. I'll never again have to say, "Huh," because I didn't hear what you said. I'll never get a speck of rain on my eyeglasses again. I'll have an eternal set of teeth that don't have to be glued in place. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful place. But let me tell you, a joy that you'll never experience in heaven is the joy of reaching another child for Jesus. Let's do all we can. Oh, people, let's do all that we can while there's yet time and reap an eternity of benefits. God bless y'all. Thank you for this time.
Thank you.
Before we dismiss for some snacks, we do have some time for a few questions. So does anybody have anything that just the Lord stirred your heart? That was a powerful testimony. Anybody?
Yes, sir.
You get We got a mic coming. Oh, two mics coming.
Yes, I was just curious as to how you heard about OCC originally and what got you started involved in OCC.
That's a neat story that we love to tell about.
I'm so glad you asked that. So in 2003, Mark and I went to visit his mom, and she had all these toys and shoeboxes spread out on her table. And we asked her, what are you doing? And she was the one that actually introduced us to Operation Christmas Child way back then. And that's such a special thing for us, the influence his mom has had in our life in so many ways. And she's actually the one that got us started in the ministry of Operation Christmas Child.
And can I add to this that all glories to God, but since then, in May, we passed a milestone at our church. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around. But we packed the 100,000th box in the last 10 years. And people, if you knew our church, you'd know how utterly impossible that is outside of the hand of God. But you know, I believe that my mama is keenly aware of all of that. Don't know all about it, but I believe that.
I do too. I do too. Anybody else?
I'm going to ask a question. Okay. What are the main items that you guys pack at your church in your boxes?
So some of the things that we pack, we have what we call our in every box room. And these are not Samaritan's Purse guidelines or anything. It's just things that are important to us. But we have school supplies. We have crayons that go in every box. We have either a comb or a brush. And so we have that. And then we have toys. We almost always have Slinkies and yo-yos. We figure that's good for everybody. And then wow toys. Just something when that boy or girl opens that box, and they're just like, wow, struck by the box. Now, you don't want to get sidetracked. We want to keep the main thing, and that's realizing that shoebox is the key that unlocks the door for us to share the gospel. So don't get sidetracked thinking, oh, I saw her box, and it didn't have a notebook in it, and it was for a 14-year-old, or you look in a box and say, that's an 8-year-old boy, and it didn't even have a truck in it. Don't get sidetracked by what goes in the box. But you do want it to look good. When that child opens it, you want them to just be wowed by the gift that they received, because they look at that as a representation of how much Jesus loves them. And then a phrase that Mark uses at our church all the time, he tells our people, we don't want no sailboat fuel in that shoebox. So what fuels a sailboat? Air. So we want to fill it nice and full.
You know, on that note, God's let us be a part of every stage along the way of a shoebox, and I would rather see a bulging box than a rattling box anywhere along the way.
That's true. That's true.
When was the very beginning? Who had the first idea to do that?
For us or for the ministry in general?
For the ministry.
Okay. So it's a very interesting story. And if you never read the book, Operation Christmas Child by Franklin Graham, you might want to grab that and read it. But back in 1993, there was a man in England that reached out, and y'all help me if I miss anything here, that reached out to Samaritan's Purse, said, we want to take shoebox gifts into Bosnia, and would you be interested in helping us out? And Franklin said, oh, sure, yeah, we'll help you out. Well, to hear Franklin tell, it's kind of amusing because he forgot about his promise to this man. Well, then the man got back in touch and said, hey, Franklin, you know, how many boxes you got for me? And he said, well, let me get back with you on that. So he reached out to the area and got, I don't know, thousands of boxes gathered up for that first year. But then that group of people from England wanted to pass on the shoebox ministry to Samaritan's Purse. And I love what Franklin Graham did. He said, if we're going to take it, it's going to become an evangelistic project, not just a benevolent thing to give kids a fun gift. And so in 1994, it became a ministry of Samaritan's Purse, and it became an evangelistic ministry. Yeah, probably about 230 million shoeboxes have been packed since that time, since 1994.
Good question.
Yeah, great.
Anybody else?
Oh, that was great. I'm going to wrap it up with this. Y'all, these shoeboxes, for 30 years, we've been bringing shoeboxes to over 100 countries, so thousands and thousands, millions of children all over the world. But what happens is we're working with churches. So your church here, First Baptist in Pflugerville, you guys pack shoeboxes. They go into the hands of churches around the world. They are a tool for us to give to the local church to then pour into those children. So they're just a tool. They're just a simple gift to tell a child, Jesus is the greatest gift. The shoebox is just a representation of the greatest gift. Then those teachers disciple those kids for the 12 weeks through a discipleship program. They're the ones, they live there, they know the language. The materials that are sharing the gospel, that are discipling these children, are in their heart language. So that local church takes these shoeboxes, disciples those children in their community, and time and time and time and time and time again, the people are changed and the church, just as we're changed here domestically, and those children's lives are changed, their parents often come to the Lord, then their communities come to the Lord. So this is a ministry, as the Bible is story after story of relationship with Jesus, of people that reported what they see, what they saw, what they heard. Jesus's testimony, right? This is what we've seen and we've heard. This is this ministry. There's not a greater childhood evangelistic ministry in my mind on this planet Earth than Operation Christmas Child. So thank you for your time tonight. You guys have been so precious. Thank you for welcoming us into your home. What, you want to be the last question tonight? Last question.
I'll do it. I got it. What's your last question?
Well, actually, technically, I don't have a question. I did some math, and you said that you guys were planning to pack 100,000 shoeboxes and over 10 years, and I did the math, and that's at least 500 shoeboxes for every 3 people. And like I said, that's an at least, because for most of that time, you did not have 60 people in your church.
Oh, good. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, young man, let me tell you, that them numbers boggle my mind. I think sometimes when I'm fixing to stand up in front of a group of strangers that I would have trouble believing what I'm fixing to tell y'all. And let me tell you, outside of God, it's utterly impossible. But let me tell you that if Jesus tarries his coming till you're a gray-headed old man, and I'm a box full of dust in the graveyard. Well, 2 Chronicles 16:9 is still going to be true, and the eyes of the Lord are still going to be running to and fro throughout the whole earth to look for some people that will lean their heart toward him. And Jeremiah 33:3 is going to still be a promise you can stand rock solid on, because he'll still be inviting you to call unto him and guaranteeing that he'll answer you if you will. God bless you, young man.
Y'all, thank you so much. Give them a good hand.